Summer brings a dry, unforgiving heat to Magdalena, New Mexico. Only the occasional breeze stirring this lonely set of wind chimes brings relief. Making matters worse is the overburdened water system. Last month, locals noticed their tap water was a little cloudy. They called Steve Bailey, the local utility manager. When he went to inspect the city's underground well, he was dumbfounded.
Looks like what has happened is our aquifer disappeared on us. We were at a certain depth a year ago, and that depth is 15 feet lower than what it was.
Locals only had a 24-hour notice before they ran out of water. When the taps went dry, it was like the town turned upside down. Dara Mahatka-Hafi owns the town's only laundromat. Without water, her washing machines can't run.
The laundromat is completely shut down, which constitutes a large portion of our income.
No income means Mahatka-Hafi can't pay her bills. She's married with a 4-year-old daughter and 2 dogs. Under these circumstances, she may have to file for bankruptcy. Standing outside City Hall after a town meeting, Thomasine Sanguadulce is equally unhappy and very concerned. She's a nurse practitioner who works at the local clinic.
We can't flush the toilet in the clinic. I mean, that's a huge deal for the Department of Health. We don't have running water because, you know, washing our hands after we touch patients, and that's a huge issue.
As a result, the clinic is now closed. Anyone needing medical attention must drive 30 miles to the neighboring town.
My life is very chaotic right now. I'm worried about my patients.
Temperatures here hovered near 100 degrees this week. Those with swamp coolers, which rely on water, can't cool their homes. Then there's sanitation. Instead of toilets, locals are using porta potties. Instead of showers, there's sponge baths and baby wipes. Days into the crisis, the best locals can do is adapt. Restaurant owner Linda Mansell churns homemade whipped cream in her blender. She's using paper plates to serve and hauling water barrels from a private well outside town.
We really do need to learn how to conserve our water now. I've just learned that I can probably do this restaurant without using as much water.
Magdalena is about 2 hours southwest of Albuquerque. It's a town of about 1,000 people, many of them retired. Locals make a modest living running businesses, working for the school or the U.S. Forest Service. In the past, their water level never dropped more than a foot per year. Utility manager Steve Bailey says finding a solid explanation for their situation is tricky.
It's down in the ground, way below anywhere where anybody can see anything.
The drought is a major factor. New Mexico is among the worst hit in the nation. Snowpack in the Rocky Mountains has been 25 to 50% below average for the last 3 years. That means a lot less water in rivers and aquifers across the Southwest. Mark Sabota is a climatologist for the U.S. Drought Monitor.
There's more pumping and more demand. There's less water that's going to work its way down into the groundwater.
Magdalena isn't alone. Other towns across New Mexico and into Texas are on the brink of catastrophe, and the problem extends nationwide. A 2013 study by the U.S. Geological Survey shows our rate of water depletion doubled in the last decade. In the arid Southwest, depletion rates are even higher. A week into the water scare, Magdalena finally got some good news. The water level in their well rose just enough to start the pump back up. But it's only a temporary fix. The aquifer is still extremely low, and if locals aren't careful, they could run out of water again. State and local officials still have to find a permanent solution to a long-term problem. Reporting from Magdalena, New Mexico, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.